Less than 2 months after the September 11th attacks, Congress overwhelmingly passed the USA Patriot Act. The legislation gave law enforcement the tools to help accomplish what many people cried out for at that time, to track down terrorists and to prevent future attacks. But since it passed, provisions of the Patriot Act have been increasingly used in other types of criminal cases. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In 1987, law enforcement agents arrested 8 college students in California for raising funds and distributing literature for the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, or PFLP. Although the U.S. government had deemed the PFLP a terrorist organization, at the time there was no ban on associating with the group. No charges were ever brought against the students. Now, 16 years later, the government is using a provision of the Patriot Act to go after 2 of the former students, says David Cole, a lawyer and a professor at Georgetown University.
In September, the government announced that it is now going to seek their deportation under the Patriot Act for having provided material support to a terrorist organization by, among other things, distributing magazines back in the 1980s in Los Angeles.
Cole, who is representing the former students, says the Patriot Act is being used to pursue a whole variety of criminal activities. In June, a California man was charged under the Patriot Act for using weapons of mass destruction after a pipe bomb blew up in his lap. In November, the FBI used a provision of the act in a political corruption probe centered on the owner of a Las Vegas striptease club. Last year, the General Accounting Office noted in a report that provisions of the Patriot Act had been used in cases of kidnapping, theft, murder, computer hacking, and fraud. Stephen Casella, a spokesman with the Justice Department, says often these other crimes are intertwined with terrorism. Casella points to money laundering.
We see repeatedly cases involving people committing what appear to be petty street crimes, methamphetamine production, shoplifting from convenience stores, whatever it might be, converting the money into cash, and then trying to smuggle the cash to places in the Middle East and so forth.
Casella says for years, law enforcement agents have been trying to keep up with the increasingly sophisticated methods used by criminals. Money and information can be transferred by the click of a button. Many critics say the act makes it much easier for law enforcement officials to conduct searches, tap phone lines, and monitor computer activity. Casella sees that as a good thing. And Casella says it's a bonus when the Patriot Act can be used for other crimes besides terrorism.
One of the most obvious examples of the utility of the Patriot Act was a case involving fraud that was committed by a corrupt lawyer in rural Illinois who sent $2 million of his client's money to a bank in Belize. And we were able to use the Patriot Act to recover that money and then reimburse the victims.
But many lawmakers knew what they signed on to when they passed the Patriot Act, says Viet Dinh, a law professor at Georgetown University and one of the primary architects of the Patriot Act. Vin says members of Congress had calm and sober discussions about the act.
There were very significant exchanges. There were a number of proposals of amendments and refinements that were adopted as part of this process. I think the overwhelming majority, if not near unanimity, of the final vote reflects the careful deliberation that the Senate and House Judiciary Committee had gone through.
But Georgetown University's Professor Cole doesn't think members of Congress knew what they were voting for.
Many members of Congress are unhappy that they signed on to it. You know, the way that this was introduced and the way that it was rammed through Congress in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, when the anthrax scare was had Congress people not even able to come into their offices, meant that many people said, whatever it takes, we'll pass it, and didn't even bother to read it.
Justice Department officials hope that even more stringent provisions can be rolled into the law sometime in the future. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.